To the Why Not Today podcast with Leslie Kane, where I spotlight stories of courage and provide tools, training, and encouragement for purpose-driven entrepreneurs and business owners. Whether you're just starting out or scaling to the next level, this podcast will support you in building your business and life you love, one brave step at a time. This is the 122nd episode in just 15 months of recording, and I'm launching a brand new format starting today. Each week, you'll get either a solo teaching episode like this one, packed with practical business advice, or a conversation with an expert guest who can help solve real problems in your business, give you tools, support, systems. This podcast is an extension of the Why Not Today movement, which was created in honor of my dad, Patrick Kane, and his legacy of courage. He often said, "Why not today?" And that's the spirit and the heart of everything I do. So one quick note before I jump in, that we don't edit these conversations. What you'll hear is real, raw, and true. So 30 years ago, over 30 years ago, I joined Mary Kay Cosmetics just to get my products at a discount. I had completed my MBA. It'll be 31 years ago this month. Crazy to think of that. And so after a couple of months, I was a little bored. I was working full time. And when school is over, I'm like, now what am I going to do with my life? And so a good friend of mine was selling Mary Kay. I used the products. I loved them. And she's like, why don't you become a consultant? Now, honestly, I was kind of a brat and I didn't think this was a real business and I didn't think that you could make money, but I love the products. And I thought, might as well get a discount for my friends, my family, and just get started. So I always say I dipped my toe in the water and quickly discovered and loved that Mary Kay was much more than just selling lipstick. It was a company that was achievement oriented, goal oriented, lots of rewards. And I discovered quickly that I was definitely motivated by that. So I started hitting my major milestones pretty quickly. The competitiveness of me showed up quickly, earning my first car within a year of starting and becoming a leader and growing a team pretty darn quickly. In the meantime, my full-time corporate job, I expressed interest in a sales role. My boss, the president of the company at that time, didn't think I could sell. He's like, you don't have any sales experience. And then somebody came on board that was a new vice president, and he pointed out that I had driven up to the front door of this full-time job with a part-time side hustle, which we didn't really say at that point, with two cars that I earned with this part-time thing. So that propelled me into sales with my other company. I became one of their top salespeople. And then I discovered that there's a much better world to work for myself than work for somebody else. So I was able to leave corporate America, my corporate job, 25 years ago to pursue Mary Kay full time. And I had no idea what was in store. I had not replaced my full time income, but I put my toe in the water. I'm like, I trusted and I just figured I knew how to sell. At that point, I figured I could make the money. And ironically, not really ironically, but God had another plan. Quit my job November of 1999. And then in that following spring, my dad had a major stroke. And because I had the flexibility, as I was able to stop everything, go to Newport News, which was 3 hours away from where I lived, and be there at the hospital when he was in intensive care for 10 days. And then from there, he came to rehab and he was in there for months. And I was able to be there and help him because I had chosen to leave my corporate job to pursue Mary Kay. And I had the flexibility. I could work at the same time. So selling is selling, and direct selling is really selling. So a man one time I met said the only difference between what I did and what he did, when he sold submarines, was commas and zeros. And so, you know, the Mary Kay business, majority of our products, like I think over 100 products are less than $10. So that's a lot of products to sell to earn the use of a pink Cadillac, which, by the way, is not just my sales, but it's my team. One time I was walking out of a store and some gentleman stopped me and he goes, how many lipsticks do you sell for that? Now, I don't think I've ever really calculated, but the answer is a lot. So since I started my Mary Kay career, I have earned the use of 16 cars. Now, they're not lined up in my driveway. Every 2 years, you qualify for another one and they give you another car, including five of those have been pink Cadillacs. And because of my sales, I've been recognizing what Mary Kay calls Queen's Court of Sales and Queen's Court of Sharing for my recruiting. And I think 12 times with sales, which is when I started, it was $36,000 in sales. Now it's over $40,000 in sales, my personal sales per year. And then my team, our combined sales have been over $6 million. Is that crazy? And remember, a lot of them are very expensive. But what I always say is that the products are just the vehicle. What really makes Mary Kay experience powerful is the personalized service. I've had the honor of serving thousands of customers and mentoring thousands of women, teaching them how to start, grow, and sustain a successful business with confidence and heart. And now that's exactly what I do through Why Not Today. I bring all those years of experience in customer care, coaching, leadership, systems, time management, and courageous communication into a way I support business owners today. I have a good friend of mine, and we always say if you do something twice, it needs to be a system. And I've been able to create lots of systems to run a successful business full time, part time, with life happening, traveling through major world changes like September 11th, COVID. I had to learn how to create whole new businesses. So I think what I have learned is transferable to any business. So everything I teach today is built on decades of doing work and walking alongside supporting others as they step into the braver new chapter of their life. So many people wait till they're ready, but that moment ready really comes. Never, rarely comes, I'm sorry. You know, we wait to be ready and we wait for it to be perfect, but you just got to start. And I've been there many times and had to figure out lots of different things in through, you know, all my careers. And so, and it was true before launching this podcast. I thought I needed more clarity, better technology, the perfect setup, but what I really needed was just to take the first step. I had the idea of a podcast and I call my Why Not Today moments. I remember walking with my friend Bianca, who was one of the original episodes recordings. And we were talking, and I said, I want to do a podcast. She's like, you should. I'm like, I have no idea what I want to do. So it kind of just kind of ruminated and was thinking about it. And then fast forward a few months later, and somebody that knew my father, I didn't even know who he was, had had some surgery done, and he had to wear an eye patch. And he said every morning he woke up and looked in the mirror and thought of his friend Pat Kane, which was my dad. And my dad always had an eye patch and a handlebar mustache, like that was his signature. And so he talked about all the things my dad did, and he said, and we both said, why not today? And that just stuck. So I told my friend Bianca that, and she's like, well, that's the name of your podcast, and you just need to get started. And so that planted the seed. It took a few months, and I was able to talk to a couple people, gather some information, and then I just started. My dad's birthday was March 5th, and that's actually the day he passed away. And so that's the day I launched my first podcast. I always say I don't procrastinate, but I definitely am deadline oriented. So I had a deadline, and so I started. I just started. I recorded it on Zoom, which I still do, on the 4th of March and posted it on the 5th. And since then, we have done over 122 episodes. I didn't even have a microphone until a year and a half in. So it hasn't been perfect, and I've learned new things along the way. And, you know, courage comes first, then confidence comes later. And so then I decided, you know, there's more to this. I just feel like in my heart of hearts that there's more to the Why Not Today message. And I kind of feel like it's the message of life is good. Like we need to live our dreams. So I went through the one thing episode or worksheet to figure out what my one thing is. And I really came down to Why Not Today is a movement to encourage us to live our life, to do it with courage and bravery and pursue our dreams. We're not promised tomorrow. We need to enjoy our life. It's so sad to me, all the people I've talked to that are just waiting till the minute they can retire. And their life is miserable and they hate it. And there's a better life. So that's what I'm all about, is really encouraging and helping. So sales is sales is sales. So whether it's skincare, coaching, high-end services, the heart is always the same. Trust, listening, solving problems. And what I've learned from Mary Kay 3 decades ago is that success in business is about building genuine connections and showing up with service. And that is something I have done in my 30 years, and not just serving customers, but serving your community and getting involved. You just never know who that person's going to be that you're going to meet. And that's what I do now through the Why Not Today movement. I support women in business by teaching simple systems, encouraging courageous action, and creating communities where you feel seen and supported. So I officially made Why Not Today an LLC in January of 2024. And since then, I've started the Why Not Today Connects Luncheon. And that is a monthly luncheon where we feature speakers that share things that help support us in life and in business. We have sponsors, and we have had, gosh, probably almost 300 people come through the luncheon in the last almost year and a half. And then I added the education and the coaching. And so with the Why Not Today movement, I have offered masterminds, workshops, which I'm now doing a monthly workshop, and then also coaching, and through group and individual one-to-one coaching, because I feel like we all need that hand, not handheld, but person come beside us and support us. And so I had that with Mary Kay. I had amazing mentors and people, and they really gave us a roadmap of where to go and what to do. And when you start your own business, you are not given that. I have found other businesses. So those are things that I have learned through the years with Mary Kay, starting Why Not Today, and things I had to figure out. And so I want to support women and men to come beside you and support you and give you that accountability, give you the mentorship, give you somebody to bounce ideas off. And, you know, that accountability is key. And so that's what I do now with Why Not Today. You know, what is your next brave start? You know, do you have a business already and you just need to take it to the next level? You're feeling a little stuck, or the word I keep hearing from people is overwhelmed. Do you need some systems in place and somebody to hold your hand, support you as you create those systems, standard operating procedures, some hacks? I think that's something that I definitely is one of my superpowers. A friend of mine said that I'm a natural systematizer. And as I mentioned in the beginning, when I see something, I do it twice, it's a system. And so I've found out lots of good hacks and tricks through my career and just learning and getting access to other people's knowledge and mentorship. And so that's what I want to pass on. And so I invite you guys to make your first or next offer, even if it's not perfect. Write down your business vision and mission. Do a brain dump. Like, what are all those things you want to do? You know, follow up with people. Follow up, follow up, follow up. I did a blog post the other day. It says talk TTP and TTMP, and it's talk to people and then talk to more people. Build those connections. You just never know where those people might be, but you've got to be out there. Somebody once told me that things don't fall in your lap unless your lap is out there. So I have provided, and I will include in the show notes, a Why Not Today Get Started worksheet just to get your brain started and just start thinking about some things. And then, of course, I want you to be a part of the Why Not Today community. If you're not already, join the Why Not Today Courage community on Facebook. And check out everything Why Not Today on our website, which is whynottodaymovement.com. And so that's kind of the new vision, the mission. That's where I want to go with this podcast. So if you have some skills and strengths and superpowers that you think would benefit my target market, then I'd love to talk to you about it. There's a form on my website under podcast. This is Be My Guest. Now, and once your courage story, but we are going to touch on people's courage story, but that's not going to be our highlight, because I really want to be able to give people permission, hope, tools, and skills. So not just listen, but to have some actionable items that you guys can, anybody can put into place. And so I'm excited about what's new, what's happening, how we're growing. We're always trying new things. And that's the beauty of Why Not Today. It's not perfect, but you just got to try. So thanks for joining me today on the Why Not Today with Leslie Kane podcast. And thank you if you've listened once. If this is your first time, thanks for being here. And if you listen to lots of episodes, I really appreciate you. I interviewed somebody one time, and I'm like, have you listened to an episode? She goes, just about all of them. I'm like, wow. And so I'm trying to offer tools, worksheets, and things to support you. So again, thank you for supporting the podcast. And I hope this episode gave you the encouragement and the clarity you need to take the next brave step. So download the Why Not to Get Started worksheet sheet. There's a form to fill out to get that. And reflect on what you want to create. Then take that one step, because action builds everything else. Join the Facebook community group where I go live. I'm going to share tools and help you stay connected and accountable. And if you're looking for more support, I offer, as I mentioned, one-to-one coaching, group coaching, monthly workshops to help you overcome the overwhelm, get focused, and move forward with confidence. Whether you're a new solopreneur or ready to scale your business, I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you build the clarity, the systems, and courage. And you can learn more at whynotsaymovement.com. So if this episode resonated with you today, please share it with a friend, leave a review, or send it to someone who needs a little extra courage today. And I believe in you, and I believe courage is contagious. So get out there and ask yourself, why not now? Why not you? And why not today? Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you back here soon.